wool. That's all it's made from, nothing else. And the Yalef Tchelis, Tchelis Mipreches. We learn now Tchelis, Tchelis from the Preches, that Malahalan Shisha, Afkan Shishim. Just like by the Preches, it says the word Sheshdim, it means six. Because here also, Tchelis, it says there Shesh. So therefore we know by the Preches, all its materials have to be made out of six strings. Here also it says Tchelis, so we learn now Tchelis, Tchelis from the Preches, it has to be six. So how do we get 12? It says only six. So Rashi says, Kliel, Gedil. But actually, a kliel doesn't only mean like pure blue wool, but it means like a kliel means a gedil, a twirling. V'yein gedil pachas mishtayim. You have to like fold it over twice. So therefore, if it's made out of blue wool, and the blue wool has to be made out of six threads, and it says kliel means fold it over twice, therefore it means 12. Therefore, the meal, each thread is 12 strings, 12 threads of blue wool twirled together, and that we put on the loom, that's the way we make the meal. So since it says kliel, kliel means doubled, and it says kliel techeles, and techeles means six, because you learn now techeles chas mipreches. But by the preches there it says the word sheish. And we had before, whenever it says the word sheish, it always means all the materials are six apiece. And it says there techeles, and here techeles, therefore techeles here means six apiece. And it says kliel techeles, doubled, the gdil, folded over twice, therefore you get 12. Fred Gemara, no. V'neilaf mishulaf. Why don't we learn now the meal itself from the bottom of it, from the remaining? Mishulav Rumeinu, that Malahal and Shemoina, Afkan Shemoina, maybe here you have to have eight strings of the blue wool. And the word klu means folded over, so you have to have 16. Maybe it has to be 16. How do we know to say only 12? Maybe the meal has to be of 16 strings. And the Gemara, Don and Kli Mikli, V'yein Don and Kli Mitachsha Kli. Learn out the meal from a precious, which was the Iker HaKli, and don't learn out from the remainium, the bottom part of the meal, which wasn't the ikka part of a kli. That was only a tachshit. It was only an ornament to the meal. So from a tachshit kli, we don't learn out. The Marsh is as far as no, Adarab. I'll tell you just the opposite way. Why don't we say, donin gufay mi gufay, v'yein donin gufay mi alma. Farkech, you want to know what the loch of the meal itself is. How many strings is it is made up from each string of the meal? So learn it out from the guf of the meal itself. We learned out that the bottom of the meal, the palm of on the banim are made from eight strings apiece. So maybe here also, the begad itself, the begad meal, has to have eight strings apiece. It's not a kasha, a tachshit from a kli. Here is part of it. About it's more the sword, learn out Hilchos meal from what was said about the meal itself. V'yein don negufa mi'alma. And don't learn out the meal from someplace else. You want to learn it out from the preches. That's something else. It's not talking about the meal itself. All right. Learn out the meal from it itself, from the bottom part, not from someplace else. Marim says, "Hainu the Amrinim." This is what we learned before, that Lishar Begodim Shlonema Behem Sheish. The original Gemara started out, the Torah says there five times the word Sheish, or the meaning of Sheish. And we said one Sheish was extra. To teach us to some beggar that doesn't say the word Sheish, it also means six. That's what it means. How do we know the meal has to have each thread six, and then Kliel means folded over? That's because it says an extra time Sheish by the Ksainis there, so we teach it here to the meal. Therefore, the meal has to have six, but Kliel folded over twice. Therefore, you have 12. Fight the Pereches. Then the Brisa said the Pereches, the curtains, was Estim V'Yabur, was made from 24 threads twirled together. So, this is Poshet. Dalid V'Shisha Shisha. There are four different materials, and each one has to have six, because it says the word Sheish. So, you have to have a blue wool, six strings twirled together. Then you have the purple wool, six strings twirled together. Then you have the red wool, six strings twirled together. Then you have the linen, sheish, another six threads of linen twirled together. And then you twirl all these four together, so you have 24. So each thread that went on the loom was twirled together from 24 pieces of thread. So Mar says, Ladina Bladina. This there are no questions about. The first is question, that you have 24 strings. Now the next part of the price was, you have the Choshen Zeifun. The Choshen Zeifun was made up from Esfim Mushmeina, 28 strings twirled together. Fred Gemara Minolim, how do we get this? How do you get the most 28 by the Choshen Zeifun? Just because the Pasuk says, V'yosisa Choshen Mishpat Maise Choshen. You make the Choshen Maise Choshen K'maise Zeifun. The Choshen is supposed to be made just the same way you make the Zeifun. Tasenu. Now how do we make them? Zohov, that's one ingredient. You have to have gold there. Tchelas blue wool, v'yagom and purple wool, v'salah ashoni and red wool, v'sheish mushasur. Then you have to have linen, and all these have to be twirled together. So therefore, kids, you have five ingredients for the choshen and for the ephod. Now, abo de shisa shisha, esrim v'abo. That's poshut. The last four materials of the tcheles v'agolam v'salash shani v'sheish mashsar. That means six of each one of them twirl together. And then you twirl those four together. So so far we have 24. Six of the blue wool, six of the purple, six of the red, six of the linen. You have 24. Then zov though, but you have another ingredient here, gold. How many threads of gold? Abo, you have four threads of gold. For esrim v'tinnit, that's how you get 28 threads. So kiss has 28 threads twirled together. That's the type of the thread you use to make the choshen and the eifrit. For the Gemara, v'yein zov nami shisha. What happens? Leave out the gold. Why does the gold only have four strings of gold? Maybe you have to have six strings of gold. Like it says sheshiim. So shesh always means that all the materials have to have six apiece. So maybe you also, from the gold also, you have to have six strings of gold. How do you know to say only four? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. Omer Kroah, the Pesuk says, Ve'ki tzeis psilim, that you should cut the gold into psilim, into strings. So Adashin, psil means two, and psilim means like a double, that's four, harei kandalad. That's how he gets four strings. So all you have to have is just four threads of gold mixed into each thread that goes onto the loom to make up the choshen v'yefet. That's how we know only four, not more. Rav Ashi says like this. On Makro, the Pesuk says, La sois besoicha tcheles, or besoicha gomen. The Pesuk says the gold has to be made inside the tcheles, inside the agomen, inside the shnisalas, and inside the sheish. In other words, the gold is mixed up into each one of these four materials. You have to have some gold in each one of them. So, heichi nevet, how many strings of gold are we going to put into each set here? Because you have to have a string of gold in the blue and the purple and the red and the linen, the white and the linen. How many strings go into each one? Never dabur. Yeah, we make four, that's all. Heki never. Never dabur. Heki never. Never dabur. Let's make four. The tray. Heve timne. I'll come out to be eight. But never abo, let's make four different sets of the tray. Each set has two. In other words, we'll put two threads of gold into the blue, two threads of gold into the purple, two threads of gold into the red, and two threads of gold into the linen. Have a timna, you can have eight. So what's the kasha? So maybe you have to have eight threads of gold. So Tosafot asks the question. Maybe you have to make eight. So Tosafot says, no, we never come out to have more than six. Next time we don't have more than six. The Kisig Mor says, I'm going to put two threads of gold into each one of them here. That would be too much. That would be eight. Elamai, say like this maybe. Never tray, the tray, maybe out of these two things, let's say the blue wool and the purple wool, I'll put into each one two threads of gold. So we have four so far. Or tray and the other two types of materials, the red and the linen, maybe the chad, maybe in that I'll put one each, so that's how you have six. Mor says, no, that can't be. The Pesuk says, v'yosisam. You have to make the choshen v'eifod. V'dashen means sheyio kolos yosef shavus. It means as much material as have in one has to be in all of them. So all the four of them has to have an equal amount of gold. Therefore, we say how much gold you have to have in each one of them. One string. Therefore, you have four strings of gold mixed into these 24. Therefore, together it's 28. That's how we get the choshen v'eifod has 28 strings rolled together. So it comes out now for the blue wool. You have six blue wool and one gold. And each one of them has seven. So seven times four is 28. Omar Rachma from Rabbi Yehuda. Tamekare bigde kuna. If somebody rips a beged kuna, is like it gets malchus for that. Shinema, the prophet says, lo yikareya. You should not rip it. For the Gemara, maskevla rabacha brab Yaakov. He asked him a question. How do you know the Torah says to say there's a law not to rip it? Maybe this is what the Torah meant to say. This post was talking about the meal. When you make the meal around the neck, you have to make a rim like a hem around the neck. The post says, maybe the Torah is just giving you a good ace, a good advice, how to make the meal. The Torah says there, make the meal with shofar, loy kareya. The Torah says there, make a good rim, make a good hem around the meal. Today it should not rip. But maybe the Torah doesn't mean to say you're not allowed to rip it. Maybe the Torah just means to say, this is the best way to make it. You make it this way, you won't come to rip it. But how do you know to say there's a lav and a vera not to rip it? So the Gemara says, no. Miksiv shlo yikareya. If the pasuk would have said shelo yikareya, he's make this hem in order that it should not rip, then you'd be right. But the pasuk says no, lo yikareya mashman. There's a lav. You are not allowed to rip it. That's how we know the Rashi. Lo yikareya means you're not allowed to rip it. The Amar Reb Lezer said like this now. Hamaziyach choshen mi'al eifed. If somebody moves away the choshen from the eifed, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing his choshen on top of the eifed, if somebody moves it away, he gets malchus. Or else for hameisir bad the oren. When you carry the oren is made up from the box, and then you have rings on the side, and you have the two staffs on both sides of the badim. So if somebody pulls out the badim, pulls out the staffs, the poles, from it, the rings, he's also like he gets malchus. Wash nem, the pasuk says, lo yaziach. It says by the choshen, you're not allowed to remove the choshen off the eifed. And it says, lo yasiru. You're not allowed to take away the badei oren. You can't take away the staffs out of the rings from the oren. It says, lo yasiru. You're not allowed to take it away. Therefore, Blaise says, if somebody does one of these two things, he's over a lava Torah, and he gets malchus. That's what he said. So where it says, Maskev lo Ravachav Rav Yaakov. So Ravachav Yaakov asked the kasha back to Rav Leza. Again, how do you know to say there's a lot here, V'dilma ki kom rachmona, when the Torah says to make the choshen on the eifod, or to make the badim into the yoren, maybe the Torah is teaching us how to make them. Maybe the Torah means, chatkinu, make it tight, v'yavdinu shaper, make it good, kidei shelo yasiach, in order that the choshen by itself might should not move off the eifod. Or else, lo yisuru, that by itself does make the ends of the badim a little bit thicker, so by itself it won't fall out of the yoren. But maybe the Torah doesn't mean to say it's a lav if somebody does it. The Torah again is just telling us how to make it. This is the way to make it, that it doesn't fall off, or that it doesn't move away from the eifed. How do you know to say it's a lav if somebody does it? So Moran says again, the same teretz. Mi kesev shelo yaziach, but shelo yisuru. So the Torah says that it should not, like, and therefore it won't be moved away, or therefore it won't be taken away. The Torah says, no, lo yaziach and lo yasuru, means to say there's a lav haTorah. If somebody comes and moves away the choshen from the eifed, he's over a lav haTorah when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Rami, he has to speak in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, v'tabas oren yiu abadim, lo yasuru mimenu. True. The badim, the staffs, the poles of the oren have to be in its rings and stay there. You can't move it. You can't take it away. Abu Chsiv, another pasuk says, "Fuhuvo es badim betabos." You should bring like the staffs into the rings. Mashmi, it's out of the ring, and now you're putting it back into place. Mashmi, you're allowed to. The other Torah says, "No, mashmi. Once it's put in there, it stays there. It's never taken out." The other pasuk says, "Fuhuvo, it should be brought inside." How could this be? So we say like this: Misparkin v'ein nishpotin. The stack means it was like loose. In other words, the staff, stack was a long staff, went through the two rings. Now Rashi explains, the end of the two staffs had like thick part to it. So if you wanted to pull the staff out of the ring, it wouldn't go. But the middle part of the staff was much more narrow. So the mice could move back and forth in the two rings. So that's called misparking. It was loose, it could move back and forth. But the end is shmot and you can't pull it out. So the pasuk says you can't pull it out, that's true. For Hoover just means put it back in the right place in order to use it. So there's no theory. You know that it was never taken out of its place. But just in its place itself, it could be moved back and forth. That's all right. Martani and Amiyok, we're like this also. The tabos oren yiyu abadim. The tabos, the staff, should be in the rings. Yochol lo yiyu zosim im koyman. Maybe it can never even be moved from its place. Talmud loyim, no, the prophet says, v'huvo es badim betabos. You should bring, move around the staffs in its rings. If at the more evil huva as badav, if from this pasuk of moving around the badim yochu yil nechnosim v'yoytzen, maybe I would even think you'd even take it out, remove it altogether. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no, b'tabos oron yiyu abadim, that the staff should be inside these rings. Haketzed, how do I have to steer from psukim? One pasuk of mashman has to stay there, one pasuk of mashman could be removed. But there it is, like we just got finished saying. Okay, so misparkim v'enishmotim. True, it's misparkim, could be moved back and forth a little bit. V'enishmotim, you can't pull it out though. Because the end of the two staffs had like a thick, it was much thicker there. So true, you first pushed it through, you stuffed it through like. But I call upon him, it's hard to get it out. So just moving it back and forth you could do. But now, Mr. Pull it out, that they never did. And if somebody does pull it out, he's over a lot. Omar Romi, Omar Rabbi Chomov, Rabbi Chanina. What does the pasuk say? At say shitim oimdim. that they made the Mishkan from Atzai Shita Moimdim standing. What do you mean standing? Shita the Mishkan was standing. Teretzir Sha'oimdim Derek Dilosim. That the way they used the wood to make the Mishkan, it was a straight piece of wood, 10 amas tall. It was that way it was grown. And there was a top part of the Mishkan was the top part of the tree. And the bottom part was the bottom part of the tree. And the way the wood grew upward, that's the way they used it, that's the way they had it, the Mishkan standing. Tavrach, another pshat is, Oimdim, it was standing, Shemamidim Es Tzipuyin. And on the Mishkan around the wood, they would stop, but they covered it up with gold. So the wood was strong wood that was able to hold up the gold. The Rashi has two pshat, the momshat is, Tzipuy Hazor Mamidim Aidei Mismaris. It was held up by hooks, like, or by pegs. The pegs were knocked into the wood, so the wood really was like holding up the gold. Rosh Rashi says it means Shalei Hesliya, that the wood never rotted away. Therefore, its outside gold never fell off, because the wood was always very strong and stood whole. That's called omdim, that the wood was able to hold up always its outside gold, so as there was a put around it. The varach, another pshat is, omdim means, shema tovim, maybe you would think, ova tzivram, like it lost its beautifulness, or bota sechuin, it's not so nice anymore. The Rashi says it means, even after the Mishkan was nignas, gonas, even though after it was sunk into the ground, and like now, the Mishkan is sunk into the ground, maybe there it's rotting away, it's not so nice. Talmud Loimah, no, the Pasuk says, Oimdim. And Asa Shita, Oimdim means Vidashin, Shoimdim Le'olam Le'olamim. That the Mishkan, those woods are always standing nicely. Even though we don't see them now, they're sunk into the ground, but they're not rotting away in the ground. Even right now, as man is there, those pieces of wood are still Oimdim, standing with a still starkness. Still there. So same way it was put in there, that's the way it is now. Rabbi Chama, some say V'Omer, and he also said, "My Dechsil." What does the pasuk say? As Bidei Hashrod L'Sharos Bakodesh. The Bidei Hashrod means the leftover. The Taicha Hashrod means leftover. So what does it mean? The leftover begodim of Bidei of Bidei Kodesh means the Bidei Kuna. What does it mean? Lashon Sorin, leftover. So we dash into the drasha that it means Ilmolei Bidei Kuna.